Well, the final end for Holden in Australia has left 600 workers unsure about their employment futures. And transitioning to new work is likely to be challenging for those who have decades of experience in specialist areas. But some experts say we've learned important lessons from the previous mass closures in Australian manufacturing. Gavin Coote has more.
It's been an emotional response from many Australians to the end of a much-loved brand, but others are now grappling with the hard reality of the loss of jobs. Dave Smith is an Assistant National Secretary with the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union.
I'm extremely disappointed for them with Holden's decision, but you know, have to move on now and make sure that they transition into good jobs.
The manufacturing of Holden's in Australia stopped in 2017, but hundreds of workers have remained on the books, primarily in product design and development roles. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has attacked General Motors' decision this week to put an end to the Holden brand, which will leave about 600 people without a job.
They're showing a fairly contemptuous attitude, I think, not only for the government, but really for their workforce, for their dealership and for the people of Australia.
Dave Smith's union represents about 300 technicians and tradespeople affected by the decision. But the handling of the 2017 manufacturing closure has given him good cause for optimism that affected workers can find new jobs.
There were good processes put in place there, proper support for people, financial support, support with helping them transition into new work. Unfortunately, it didn't necessarily work out the best for a lot of our members. They've gone from full-time work to precarious part-time employment. They've moved around quite a bit, but we'll do what we can to make sure that they transition out of Holden and can find work and, you know, receive the dignity that work provides for them.
Others are a bit less upbeat. Brian Wigley's a former Holden worker. He lost his job at the Adelaide plant in the early 1990s after the industry underwent a major restructure.
It's not only the car industry that suffers, it's all the other manufacturing industries that are going to suffer as well. And once those skills are gone, they're gone for good. The younger generation won't see anything rebuild in their time.
Ford has offered assurances it'll remain in Australia and may be able to offer jobs to some of the laid-off Holden workers, which Brian Wigley says offers a glimmer of hope.
That's something good to come out of it, I guess. But, yeah, there's always something around the corner, I guess, if you're willing to get out there and you want to work.
Another person who's navigated massive changes in the Australian car manufacturing industry is Nicholas Gruen. He was an advisor to Senator John Button, the industry minister in the Hawke government, who led the sector's rationalisation.
It's a sad story in which government first strangled the industry with protection and then managed to engineer a path out of protection, a path of trade liberalisation, which was quite incompetently managed. So we spent a lot of our time not supporting exports, but supporting assembly, local assembly, and our failure to back what were quite reasonable strengths in the industry has finally come to its logical conclusion.
The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union is confident Holden will help the affected employees, with more details on plans for the workforce expected next week. The union's Dave Smith says the changes won't happen overnight and long-term planning is needed to ensure a smooth transition.
So it's really important to make sure that if they want to move into other areas, then we provide the skills so that they can do that.
That's Dave Smith from the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union. Gavin Coote reporting.